to the Crude Life Podcast, a podcast that generates positive energy. My name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host. And on today's episode, I interview Terry O'Claire, Director for the Division of Air Quality for the North Dakota Department of Health. We talk about the Davis Refinery coming to Bellefield, North Dakota, and more specifically about the air quality permit. In just a moment, our exclusive interview with Terry O'Claire, Director for the Division of Air Quality for the North Dakota Department of Health. But first, I want to take a moment to remind you good folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep the lights on. When the outside's chilly and over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's the place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Hey, Jason. Terry O'Claire. I'm the Director of the Air Quality Division with the North Dakota Department of Health.
Outstanding. Thank you for joining us today here. And we've been doing on our programs kind of a weekly Davis Refinery, and it's kind of been neat going around the horn, you know, listening to some of the different engineers, some of the architects. Yourself have been a part of this in the past, giving us an update. And now my understanding is that we've reached a new milestone when it comes to this Davis Refinery out in Bellefield, North Dakota, with the air quality permit. So, Terry O'Claire, thank you very much for joining us today. First off, let's talk about that, kind of the milestone, if you will, that has happened with this air quality permit next step.
Jason, we received the application from the company back in April, and even though it was a minor source, minor being it was less than 100 tons a year, we recognize all the interest that there is in that facility, and we have had staff assigned working hard on that, you know, looking at the application, reviewing it, you know, to see if it's going to comply with the air pollution regulations for not only the state of North Dakota, but as well as EPA. And throughout that process, we had arranged for several conference calls with both EPA and the National Park Service, and had shared the application with them. So if they had any questions, you know, we could work through that. And so that brings us to the point we're at now, is that we've completed our application review, and now we're ready to go out for public comment. And the public comment period is going to start tomorrow, December 8th. And it's going to go through January 26th.
How does that process work for someone who's wants to participate and make a public comment?
Okay. First of all, the rules require us to have a 30-day public comment period. We recognize there's a lot of interest in this, and as well as the holiday season coming up, so we actually have already extended it to a 45-day. And what we'd ask the public to do is go ahead and look at not only the permit, but all the other information we've posted on our website. And if they've got any questions on that, they can certainly submit comments in writing to us or by email. But we're also having a public information meeting as well as a hearing scheduled for January 17th, and we're going to hold that in Dickinson, at Dickinson State College.
And, I'm sorry. So go ahead.
I was going to say, if they want to testify at the hearing, they're welcome to do that at that time as well.
And one more time, that the phone, I think, broke up a little bit there. It was in Dickinson, and what was that date again?
January 17th, and it's scheduled at 5:30 p.m., and it's going to be held on the campus of Dickinson State at the Dorothy Stickney Auditorium.
Terry O'Claire, North Dakota State Department of Health, with us, and I wanted to ask you about some of the new technology with this. And, you know, we talked about this before, about that. That's kind of a difficult task that you guys have there, is some state-of-the-art technology. A lot of it's theory-based. And so you've got to go all the way back to the manufacturer, if you will, to make sure that they're going to, you know, be men of their words, if you will. Talk to me about that process and the vetting process of this new technology.
Yeah, the company is going to be using some, you know, state-of-the-art technology, and they've submitted that in their application. And we've taken a look at that, and we've required, you know, that they provide us, you know, maybe further information on places that this technology has been used. You know, maybe it's been used in the chemical industry, not necessarily on a refinery, but we wanted to see, you know, test data that showed that it could be it was already proven technology that they're going to be using, because the emission rates that they're looking at are very, very low compared to any other refinery in the nation right now. Keep in mind that there's been no other refinery built in the last 50 years, so you would expect that technology has improved. But even so, we wanted to make sure that what they're telling us is true. And so we took a look at that, and it was vetted not only with us, but through EPA as well.
So not only did the state vet this technology, but you guys did run it through the feds all the way up through the EPA, huh?
Well, we called them into the process early because we suspected, you know, they review the stuff that we send out. So we wanted to get them in early, and we had routine conference calls with them, you know, and shared the information that we had received. So as questions came up, you know, we looked at it together. And you know, the final product is this proposed permit that we have out there right now. That being said, you know, we still expect, you know, questions not only from the public, but, you know, maybe even others in the industry, and EPA could certainly still provide comments on it, as well as the National Park Service. And you know, before we end this process, we'll look at all the comments that we receive and make our decisions based on that. But we knew that, you know, because the facility is going to be located so close to the National Park, a Class 1 area, we knew that even though it was a minor source, there was going to be a lot of interest out there to make sure we did this the right way. So very early on, we engaged with EPA to say, you know, we'd appreciate you guys looking at this at the same time that we do. And that's the process that we went through.
Okay. And what's next? Okay, you mentioned that we've got the public comments over the next 45 days. And my understanding is there's another permit after this. So walk us through the next steps on through, you know, what the health department has to permit before they theoretically can, you know, break ground out there with a shovel.
Well, at the end of the public comment period, we expect there's going to be a lot of comments. And, we will be taking all those comments, the testimony, all the written comments, emails that we get into consideration before we make a final determination. And the final determination would be whether we issue the permit to construct or deny it. And at this point, it really depends on what the comments are. And we'll have to play that by ear as we approach that. Typically it takes us maybe 30 days to do that. It will really depend on how many comments we get on this, you know, to review those that we do receive.
Sure. And one more time for the people out there, if they want to reach out to you guys to either, you know, talk about concerns or talk about even supporting the project, that sort of thing, there is a place where they can do that if they can't make the Dickinson public physical meeting. Is that right?
Absolutely. They can write to us by regular mail. They can email us at airquality@nd.gov, or, you know, get on our public website at ndhealth.gov. We encourage all of that. We hope they can make it to the meeting, but if they don't, there's certainly other opportunities that they can provide us with written comments.
And that was Terry O'Clair, Director for the Division of Air Quality for the North Dakota Department of Health. To listen to this podcast or other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter pages. Of course, all of those are available at thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, I'd like to ask you one more time to please support our sponsors. I'll tell you what, just go to the website we have, thecrudelife.com, click on the sponsors tab, take a look at the list of sponsors we have, and if there's anybody there that you know or maybe you want to do some business with, please reach out and say hello. I don't need nobody to tell me if I should die or live, cause I'm gonna be me. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
That's it for this episode. My name is Jason Spies. This is the Crude Life Podcast, generating positive energy. We'll see you next time, folks. If I'm being for real, cause I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.